We're on the top of Lamed Omed Beis. The Chamish Yischozim L'Chesidron. After the four parshios are finished, you go back to the regular order. L'Seder Mai. What order? Rav Ami Omar, L'Seder Parshios, Suchoza. That instead of reading the regular Seder HaShavua, you read only the Kriya of the Arba Parshios. You made seven aliyahs out of Shkolim, Zohar, and so on. Rabir mi omr l'seder haftoras, that you only change the mafter and the haftorah, but you read the regular seder like we do. The seder haftoras uchoze. Omr abaya kavosid rav ami mistabra, disnan the chol mafsikim, that you're mafsik, and read special parshios on the following days. Roshei chodoshim, if Rosh Chodesh falls on Monday or Thursday, you don't read the regular laning, but you read the special laning for Rosh Chodesh. L'Chanukah, same thing with Chanukah, Purim, L'Tanios, L'Mamodos, same thing goes with Tanios and Mamodos, U'Liyom HaKippurim. So Moshe says, Bishlam, L'Mam Diyom L'Sidr, Parshio, Suchozer, Hainu Dika, Parsha, B'chol. Right? There's a Parsha in the weekday. There's no Haftorah. So you can't say that you're mafsik to read a different Haftorah. El L'Mam Diyom L'Sidr, Haftorah, Suchozer, Haftorah, B'chol, Mi'ika. What kind of Haftorah is there by Mamodos and Tanios? Right, that when it falls on Chol, you don't say the regular Haftorah, you say a different Haftorah. There's no Haftorah B'chalau on a regular weekday. The Idach, and the other one, what does he say? So it seems to be a raya that when you're mafsik, means you're mafsik the Kriyas HaTorah, not just the Mafter and the Haftorah. The Idach, and the one who holds that you're just mafsik the Haftorah and the Mafter, what does he do with this? Hakadisa, Vakadisa. Enochanami. What's it called? Some you're mafsik the Kriya, and some you're mafsik just the Haftorah. Rashi. Well, the Seder Parshios, Shabishabosus Halolu, his Siku Seder Parshios. You didn't read the regular Kriya, and the Lo Koru Ela Arba Parshios Halolu. You only read these Parshios, and you made it into seven Aliyahs. The Seder Haftorah Suchozer, Sha'ad Heinu Maftirin Ne'en Arba Parshios Halolu, Hashnuyos Le'el Vraisa. That until now you changed the Haftorah. The Haftorah didn't have anything to do with the Sedra, but it had to do with the Mafter that was a special Mafter. And now, after that, you go back to the regular Seder of Haftorahs. L'Tanios L'Mamodos, Al-Korchachani B'Shabbos L'Havi. You don't have a Tainus and a Maimid on Shabbos. Uktani Mafsikin, that you stop the regular Seder and you do the special thing. Bechol, like Haftorah. Can't be talking about the Haftorah. There is no Haftorah Bechol. Mora says, no, Halkid Isa, Vadi Matsikin Bechol Parshas Hayom. Vadi, when it comes to Tanios and Mamodos, it's talking about the regular Kriya. Avo Beshabesh, Yesh Haftorah, Matsikin Baftoros. But those that are talking, that's possible, Haftorah, it's talking about only the Haftorah. The Korim Baftorah, Mein HaMa'ora. Okay, let's go on. And that's what we do, that we don't change the Sedra. We only change the Mafter and the Haftorah. Okay. V'tanios lomeli hafsaka. Why do you have to not read the regular Kriyas HaTorah on a Tainus that falls on Monday and Thursday? Likri mitzafra binyona dioma. You would lane twice. So in the morning you should lane the regular Sedra. V'mincha b'tanisa. And in mincha you should lane the special laning for Tanios. Right. Why don't we do that? Why do you have to be mafsik? So, Misayeya Leiv Rav Huna, Dom Rav Huna, Mitzafra Kinufya. What's the Seder Hayom of a Tainus? Everybody gathers together in the morning, right? Hechi Avdinan, Om Rabbi, Mitzafra Lepalge Dioma Maninan Bimile Demosa. And the first half of the day, from the early morning, everybody's gathered together and they go over all the Tzrochim of the city to see if there are any Averas that they have to do tshuva on. That's till midday. Mipalge Dioma Lepanya Ravi Dioma. From midday till a quarter of the third quarter of the day, Kora Umaftari. They read and they say Haftorah. The Riva Dioma Bo Rachmi. In the last quarter of the day, they daven, say Slichos or whatever. Shenemar, Vayikoru B'Sefer Torah Sashem Elokeihem, Revius Hayom, Revius Hayom Misvadim Mishtachavim. So Mar says, Ve'ipuchanom, maybe the opposite. Maybe it's in the morning they did all the Kriya. In the afternoon, they did the gathering to see what the Averas were. Also, Gedaitach. can't think that. The sieve, the Eli Yeoslu kol chored divrei Elokei Yisrael al ma'al hagola v'ani yoshe meshomim ad l'minchos ha'erev. Uksivu minchos ha'erev kamti mitaneisi. And Rashi brings down, the end of the pasuk is, and I daven. So the davening was at the end of the day, and the meeting was in the beginning of the day. And since they had the meeting in the beginning of the day, they didn't have time to lay. Rashi. Uvetanios lomeli hafsokas parashios l'rabirmiya porich. D'omar hecha de'ef shalom hafsakinan. Right, wherever it's possible, we don't interrupt the regular order. So tanios kiven de'ika kriya b'mincha loma yipsiku shachris. Since we're going to read by mincha, why don't we read the regular seder in shachris? We get people together, and everybody goes over everybody else's deeds and their own, and the deeds of the city, to see if there's any averas that they have to do tshuva on. In order the tainus should be acceptable, because that's the purpose of the tainus, brings to tshuva. That's how Rashi learns. Therefore, they didn't lane in the morning. They only laned in the afternoon. The Mile de Masa, Bodkinim Tia Avera Biyodam. The Epuchano, Lomar Dahani Beis Revoyos de Kro Shachris Palginu. Maybe it's the first half of the day they laned, and the second half of the day they had the meeting. Mar says, oh no, it says, oh, Mincha Soera, the Sefer de Kro, Vafar Shakapi Al Hashem, Alma Lepan Yoboy Rachmi. The second half of the day they davened and read Vahani Kroi, Tarvayo Vesefer Ezra. So the Chamai said, why do we do what we do? Right, the Rambam passages like we do, that you say Vayechal, both Shachris and Mincha. Right, L'chora, according to this, you shouldn't lane at all in the morning. So first of all, they say the Rambam learned that this Gemara is only talking about special Tanios, where you have to be bodek to see what Aver is, but the regular Tanios, Hakvuos, that's not what it's talking about. There's time to lane in the morning and time to lane in the afternoon, that's what we do. And the other pshat is that they say the Rambam learned that's what we do, is that when the Gemara said over here that in the morning it was a meeting, it's not that they didn't have time to lane. They had time to lane. But since in the morning the meeting is the main thing of what the tainus is, that's when you lane what the tainus is. Aye, so then late in the afternoon, the regular thing. So there's a shaila, what the takana of Monday and Thursday was. To lane sometime during the day, but you could lane mincha. If you miss shachris, you could lane mincha. Well, the takana was to lane shachris. The Rambam seems to say the takana was shachris. And if you miss shachris, you don't lane any the rest of the day. Well, halach, it may not be like that, but that's how the Rambam says. The Mela, you can't lane the regular seder in mincha time. It was only made for shachris. And shachris, you can't lane it because the ikar of the tainus is in the morning. So that's when you want to lane the thing for the tainus. So therefore, fafalin. So you can lane the ikar tainus in the morning. You can't lane sheni and chamishi in the afternoon anyway. So you lane again vayichal. Okay. Mishnah. The Pesach korim parshas muados shel toras kohanim. On the first day of Pesach, we read Shor o kesef oeis, which is in Emor, which is parshas muados of Vayikra. Vatzeres on shvuas shiva shavuos, which is kol habachor. And we don't only read Shiva Shavuos, read the whole parsha, but in order to know which what part we're doing, so it's called Shiva Shavuos, the one that contains Shiva Shavuos, which is called Abachor. And that's how they lane, what's it called, in Chutzlar, it's the last day Yontif, they always lane Kol Abachor, unless it falls on Shabbos, and then they lane Aser to Aser, and the exception is Shmini Atzeres, when anyway they lane Aser to Aser, because it's man of what's it called, Maisris and whatever. Rosh Hashanah b'chodesh hashvi, Rosh Hashanah, we lane, or again, Shor v'chesef ha'ez, which is where b'chodesh hashvi is contained. B'chodesh hashvi, that's in Emor, that's Shor v'chesef ha'ez, that's what we lane on Rosh Hashanah, that's what the Mishnah says at least. B'yom ha'kippur machrimos, B'yontif harishin shel chag korim b'parshas mu'adah shebetoras kohanim, again, shor v'chesef ha'ez on the first day of Sukkot, v'shar kol yomos ha'chag b'korbonos ha'chag. And the rest of the yontif, we lane the korbonos for that day. B'chanukah b'nesiyim, in Noso, b'purim v'yovu ha'molek, b'roshe chadoshim u'v'roshe chadsheichem, b'ma'amodos v'maisa b'reishis. Tosus says over here that he doesn't mention anywhere that we lane a special mafter of the karbonos of the chag on any of these days. Just as you lane these parshios. Tosfos says that Enoch Hanami, in the time of the Mishnah, they didn't lay a special master. All the aliyahs were in this, what's it called, just the Seder Hayom. And Rav Hai Gon was Masakin that there should be a master and mention the Korbanos. But otherwise, they didn't lay Dafka the Korbanos. It could be, because originally the Beis HaMikdash was around, so they made the Korbanos. They didn't lay with the Korbanos. It's only after the Korban that they were Masakin, Rav Hai Gon decided to Masakin much later to lay the Korbanos for Mafter. B'taniyos brachos uklolos. On the Tainis, the Mishnah says you don't lay Vayichal like we do. Vayichal is from the Seches Sofrim. But they lay in brachos uklolos, which means in Bechukosai, the Tochacha of Bechukosai. Ematzikin beklolos, ala echad koryas kulam. And one aliyah gets all the Tochachos. So therefore, if you have to make three aliyahs, you start from the brachos. You make two aliyahs in the brachos, and then one aliyah includes all the klolos. B'sheni v'chamishi b'shabes mincha korin kesidran. The ain olim lohem min acheshbon. You read the regular sedra of the coming week, right? And it doesn't count that you read it and you start from where you finish, but you start from the beginning on Shabbos. But you read the beginning of the sedra of the coming week on Sheni Chamishi and Mincha Shabbos. Shenemar vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem ben Yisrael. This Shenemar is going back on the whole Mishnah. How do we know that you lay special kriyas on different Yomim Tovim and different special days? Because it says, Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem ben Yisrael, mitzvos and shiukorin kol echad echad uzmano. Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakin that they should read the inyan of that yontif in its time. Parshas Moado Shebetoras Kohanim, Shoro Chesed, Uviyom Makamamai. He's talking about the first day of Pesach. And this all mission is going in Eretz Yisrael. There's only one day yontif. The Braisa that we'll learn in the Gemara says, what do you do on Chol HaMoed? So there you read what's it called special parshios each day. What the Mishnah left out, the Braisa fills in. Shiva Shavuos, the Chol HaBechor. You read Chol HaBechor on Shavuos. The Chodesh HaShvi, the Shor HaKesef. Chodesh HaShvi is in Emor. Korin b'korbonos hachag, the parshas Pinchas, Ketzot, Yom Rishon v'Yom Sheni, this is Rashi Shita, the first 2 days, Kore hamafter b'chamishasar. This is talking chutzlar, it's Rashi saying. So the first 2 days, Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni, you read b'chamishasar because Yontif Sheni is suffix, maybe it's the first day of Yontif. And you don't want to intimate that it may not be Yontif, so you only read b'chamishasar, which is the mafter for Yontif. We don't read the Chamishasar and the Yom HaSheni because it would intimate that it's not Yontif. Yignayu likros Yontif b'sofik chol. So that's the first 2 days in Chutz Laretz. Yom Rishon Shechol HaMoed shu sofik sheni sofik shlishi. The first day of Chol HaMoed may be the second day. It may be the third day. No, it's really the third day, but it may be the second day. So then Kore Rishon b'Yom HaSheni, the Kohen reads Yom HaSheni, the Tinyana, the Levi reads b'Yom HaShlishi, so those are the two Sveikas, Tlisa b'Yom HaRavi, and the third one reads the next day, Yom HaRavi, right, and HaRavi, Shehu Nosach b'Shvil Chol HaShomoy, the fourth one, who's a special Aliyah for Chol HaMoy, because otherwise you only read three Aliyahs, he reads the two Sveikas again. Hu Kore Sveikya Yom, he reads again b'Yom HaSheni or b'Yom HaShlishi. Umahin Sveiki Hayom, Biyom Hasheni, Biyom Hashlishi. Bechein Lamacher, Kore Rishon, Biyom Hashlishi, Sheni Kore Biyom Arvi, Shlishi Kore Biyom Hachamishi. The first one reads the first suffix, in other words, what this day could be the earliest. The second one reads what it could be the latest. The next one reads the next day. And the next one reads the first 2 days again, the Sveikis. That's how Rashi learns. Others learn that there's no inyan to read the next days. Sure, not the next day. So you don't do that. The first one reads Bayom HaSheni, the second one Bayom HaShlishi, the third one goes back and reads Bayom HaShlishi again, and then you read Bayom HaSheni Bayom HaShlishi. That's another sheet. There's a few other sheets too, but that's another sheet. There's a sheet that holds you don't read the next days. But what they do in Chutz Laretz is what it says here. That's the way they lay in Chutz Laretz. And here in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Sveika. So we read the same Aliyah Same day for all four aliyahs. Just read it over and over again. Except on Hoshana Rabbah. On Yom Hoshana Rabbah. She'ef shalikros b'yom hashmini. You can't read on Hoshana Rabbah by Yom Hashmini. Because B'chlal doesn't have, it's a different yontif. The other ones at least is part of the yontif. So it's the next day. But here it's not just the next day, it's a different yontif. Ela regali asmo. Lefichach yom zayin shol chol shol moed. Rishon kori b'yom hachamishi. Sheni kori b'yom hashishi. Shlishi kori b'yom hashvi. V'harvi kori b'yom hashishi v'yom hashvi. Shehen sveiki hayom. That's how you read on Hoshana Rabbah. B'chanuka v'snesiyim. V'avinomi chanuka sa mizbeach. So Rashi says the reason is because they were mechanech the mizbeach also in the time of Chanukah, not only the menorah, and therefore what's it called, we read from the Nesiyim. Others say that the Mishkan was finished on Chaf Hei Kislev, and it wasn't put up until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So therefore, since the Mishkan was finished on Chaf Hei Kislev, even though it wasn't actually put up, we read from the Chanukah San Mishkan on Chanukah. Another reason is that Aaron was given the Hadlokas HaNeros because he was upset that the Nesiyim got their Korbanos and he didn't get anything. So because of that, he was given the Neros. So the Neros have a connection to the Neros of Hanukkah, and they were generated by the Nesiyim, by Aaron's not being part of the Nesiyim, so we read from the Nesiyim. The Maisa Bereshis, the Maseches Tainis of Perek Basra, the Gemara says in Tainis, that in Mamados, we read Maisa Bereshis, Shnuya say the Kriyosan, B'yomarishan Bereshis v'yirakia, B'sheni yirakia v'yikavu amayim, the Gimel Yikavu Amayim v'yimaoros, B'revii maoros v'yishutzu amayim, B'chamishi yishutzu amayim v'totzei ha'oretz, B'shishi totzei ha'oretz v'yichul ha'shamayim. V'hosim v'forish time, B'may korim b'maisa Bereshis Mamados, B'shvil ha'karbonos m'skayim v'shamayim v'oretz. Since, because of the karbonos, shamayim v'oretz and iskayim, so when you read the Mamados, which have to do with the karbonos, you read about Brias Shemayim V'aretz. Okay? B'taniyos brachos uklalos. On a tainis we read, like we said, brachos uklalos, which is not Arminig. Arminig was taken from Maseches Sofrim. The im b'chukosai. You read the klalos of b'chukosai. Lahudia shall iske acheit bo aperonios. To let you know that the tsaris come because of chatoyim. La'olam. The yazru b'aperonios la'olam. The yazru b'tshuva. People should do tshuva. The Anatzal Mitzora Shehem Misanim Aleho. And some say that's the only special Tanios you read Bechukosai. But the Tanios Kivuos, that we read what's it called Vayachal. Ein Mafsikim Beklolos, Kedem Aforish Milsa, Shein Shnaim Korim Bohem. You don't split them up to two Aliyahs. Ela Echot Korias Kulam. It's all one Aliyah. Ushnaim Harishonim Korim Pashas Brachos. So what do the first two Aliyahs read? They read from the Brachos preceding the Tochacha. Korin Kesidron, Be'inyan Seder HaParshios, right? You read the regular Seder HaParsha that you're going to read on Shabbos. You begin it on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos Mincha, but you start it again on Shabbos. Utnai Pligi Bavit Breisha B'Gemara, Heichin Maschel B'Shenet. Where do you start from? Beginning of the Sedra, not the beginning of the Sedra. That's what the Gemara is going to discuss. Ve'ein Ol Lehem in HaChesven, K'shagia Yom Shabbos, Yavzeru Mashikoro B'Shabbos Mincha B'Shenet V'Chamishi. Right? You don't start from where you left off on Monday and Thursday, but you repeat what you learned Monday and Thursday. Shenemar v'idav Moshe's Moadei Hashem ben Yisrael, akula mas nisan koi. It's going back on the entire Mishnah. Lilmod mikan shemitzvah likros b'yom ha'moed minyoni ha'moados. From here we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzava them, right, Moadei Hashem, right, to tell me that you read and mention the Moadim in a Kriya Satorah, the takon of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, the Pesach Korim the Parshas Moados, Umaftirin the Pesach Gilgal. Pesach, we read on the first day of Pesach, Shoro Chesed Oez, which we don't, right? We read, we'll see what second what the Gemara says, that the Minig is not like that. And your Maftir the Pesach Gilgal, which is in Yoshua. Okay. Now that there's 2 days, the Mishnah reflects what was in Eretz Israel. But now we have 2 days, Yontif in Chutz Laretz, Yom Kama v'Pesach Gilgal, u'lamachar v'Pesach Yoshiyahu. The first day the Haftorah is Pesach Gilgal, And the second day is Pesach Yoshiyahu, and it's mashma that the first 2 days we read Shoro Chesavoyes. The first 2 days of Pesach, we read Shoro Chesavoyes. The Maisa, it's not like that. The first day of Pesach, we read from Bo, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the second day, Takah Shoro Chesavoyes. And therefore, here in Eretz Yisrael, the first day, Chol HaMoed, we read Shoro Chesavoyes. And the first day, you read, what's it called, from Yitzias Mitzrayim. And there's only one Haftorah, which is Pesach Gilgal, and Chutz Laaretz is also Pesach Yoshiyahu. Ushari Mosa Pesach, Malakit Vekorim Minyonosho Pesach, Mahi, right? The rest of the days, you have a potpourri of Pesach, what's it called, from the Torah. What is that? Omra Papa, Mapu, Simen, right? Rashi, Hachi Garshina Torah, Rabbana Pesach, Korim Parshas Moados, Braisa Shleimahi, Ad Ushar Kol Yimosachad, Korim Bekvagorim Sachad. This is one long Braisa. Ela Shabali HaGemara, Afsiku Alaforish, Bechol Moed Yom B'Yom, Mat Tiknu HaAchronim, Shenagu Lasos Beis Yomim. The Braisa doesn't mention what you do on the second day, because there is no second day. The Braisa was made for Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara interrupts the Braisa and explains what we do now in Bavel when there's 2 days. Likros b'yom sheinu fisha Braisa nishneis b'Eretz Yisrael. Sheinu sinyontif el yom echad. Pepesa gilgo b'yoshua. Ushar kol yomos hapesa simin mapu. What's mapu? Mishchu ukhulochem tzon. That's the mem. Im kesef tal ves ami. Psalicha. And Vayidaber Shebe Bahaloscha. Okay, that's, we'll see that we don't do it like that. But that's the, it says, Mishru Kulachem Son is in Bo, is in, what's it called, right, in Bo. And then in Kesef Tal Vesami, right, and that's in Mishpatim. Psalacha is Kisisa. And Vayidaber is when Baloscha is, what's it called, is Pesach Sheni. That's what's it called, what we do. The Yontif Sheni. Korim Kiyom Rishon Shoro Chesed. And the second day Yontif, you read Shoro Chesed. And what's it called? The Yontif Achron, the Gemara, Yontif Achron Shol Pesach, Korim Vayibishalach. We lane the Shira, because that's what happened on the seventh day of Pesach. Umaftirim Vayidaber David Ulamachor Kol HaBechor. And in Chutz Laaretz, where there is 2 days Yontif, we read Kol HaBechor on the last day of Pesach. Unless it falls on Shabbos, then you read Aser Taaser. Umaftirin od hayom benov lamod, what's it called? That's the Haftorah. Om Rabbaya, vehoidna nohug alma lemikre, and cholamoed, not like it says over here, mapu, but meshoch tura, kadesh bekaspa, posol bemadbara, sholach buchra. The order for cholamoed is mishru chulachem tzon, that's the first day of cholamoed, right, which is the, what's it called, what?
First day Yontif,
right. First day Yontif. Mishru Chulachem Tzon, which is the parsha of what's it called of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The first day of Chol HaMoed is Kaddish Likol Bechor. The second in Kesef Tal Vesami. Psalicha is the third day of Chol HaMoed. And this order is always right unless Shabbos Chol HaMoed falls on what's it called, Pesach falls on Thursday. When Pesach falls on Thursday, then the order is not this order. Then we read Psalicha on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, right? And because we read it there, the order is changed. Tosus brings down, right? That we always read on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Re'ei, what's it called, Ani Omer Atah Omer Elai, right? Which is includes the parasha of Psalicha. And therefore, when Pesach falls on Thursday, right? So the first 2 days we read Mishchu, and then what's it called on the second day? What's it called? The Kaddish Likol Bechor. On the third day, which is Shabbos Chol HaMoed, you read Psalicha, and then on Sunday, what's it called? You go back to what's it called? Right. You don't read Psalicha again. So you read on the fifth day of Pesach, you read like they read on the other years. On the fourth, fifth, and sixth, you read Kaddish and Im Kesef Talve and Baloscha. So it's not the same order when Shabbos Chol HaMoed falls on the third day of Pesach. Okay. But otherwise, this is the order. And they say there's an interesting simen over here. It has to do with the Chet HaEgel, right? Moshach Tura, they took a chore, Kaddish Bekasra, the Mekaddish it with their money, right? Pesel Bemidbar, and they made a Pesel in the Midbar, and because of that, Sholach Buchra, because of that, the Bechoros became Pesel for Avoda. That's one simen, and the Chasam Sofer says, from here is a simen for all the Kinyonim. Meshicha by Ashur, Kedushin is with Kesef, Kesef Kedushin. Pesel Bemadbara is Karka, is what's it called, is Nikneb a Pesel, which, what's it called, the Chazaka, right? Noal, Godel, Paratz, Posel something. And Sholach Buchra is Pidyon Bechoros, is with Arba Chamisha Shkolim. Okay, in any case. Whatever it is, it's a simon for the laning. Ba'atzeres, Shiva Shavuos, and Shavuos, we lane Shiva Shavuos, which is Kol HaBechor, but that's only in Chutz La'aretz, they lane it the second day. We lane Aseres HaDibros. Umaftirim b'chabokuk. Achirim omrim b'chodesh ha-shlishi, which is what we lane. Umaftirim b'merkava, which is what we say the Haftorah in the Merkava of Yecheskel and Shavuos. And they asked, why don't we, and on Yisro, we lane the Maisa Merkava of Yeshayahu, which is a greater than Yecheskel. So why on Shavuos do we lane from Yecheskel? Because it says that the Mar of Yecheskel happened on Shavuos. So therefore it's more nogeya to Shavuos, Mashein Kein, the Mara of Yeshayahu is more nogeya to Aseres HaDibros, so in Yisro we lane that. V'ha'id nadika treyome, in Chutz La'aretz, so there's 2 days, avdina ketarvayu, right, v'ipcha, we do the opposite. We lane the first day, b'chodesh ha'shlishi, and the second day, kol ha'bechor. B'rosh Hashanah b'chodesh ha'shvi, u'maftirin ha'ben yakr li'efrayim, and Rosh Hashanah, we lane, what's it called, b'chodesh ha'shvi, which is Shor Ochesev O'ez, and the Yeshomrim, v'Hashem pokad esara. And some say the first day, or Rosh Hashanah, you lane v'Hashem pokad esara, and that's what we do, u'maftirin b'chana, v'ho'id no di'ika treyome, and bava with us 2 days, yom kama ki Yeshomrim, that we lane v'Hashem pokad esara, l'machor v'elokim nisos avram de'akeda, u'maftirin ha'ben yakir, b'yom ha'kipurim korin achrimos, u'maftirin ki koma ron v'nisa, u'v'mincha korin b'arayus, mincha we read the end of achrimos, which is the arayus. Tosa says 2 reasons why. One is women come all dressed up, what's it called, fancy, to shul on Yom Kippur, so it should be an extra thing to be careful from arayus on Yom Kippur, and also because we're telling the Rabbanu Shalom, you commanded us not to uncover our nakedness, so you don't uncover our nakedness, don't uncover our sins, which is also called erva. And another reason is because the women used to go out and dance, so had to be careful that shouldn't come to gilui arayus. Umaftirim biyona, and the maftir is maftir yona. Okay, let's see Rashi. The Pesach Gilgal b'Yoshua. Shar kol yomos haPesach simin mafu. We said this already. By Yehi b'Shalach Paral, if he should be Yom Zayin shel Pesach, Amru Shira layam. Umaftirim v'yedaber David, shehi Shira kamosa. The Haftorah is v'yedaber David, which is also a Shira. Right? The only thing is that on B'Shalach, we lane Shiras Devora. There's a lot of Torah why Pesach you lane Shiras David, and on B'Shalach you lane Shiras Devora. Umedaber bo mitzias Mitzrayim, Ola Oshun b'Apo, v'yishlach chitzo v'yefitze. So it has 2 things. One, it speaks about Yitzias Mitzrayim, so it fits Pesach, and it's also a Shira. Mashein kein on Bishalach, where we're not remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim, just the Shira. So there, it's more similar, the Shira of Devorah, because it has to do also with a Kriyas Hayam, that they were drowned in the Yam over there. So therefore, what's it called? Shiras Devorah is more Meyuchad for Bishalach, whereas on Pesach, Shiras David is more Meyuchad. We lane this Haftorah because that's when Sanchoriv's armies were destroyed on Leil Pesach. Umaftirim b'chabokuk shemadaber matan Torah. Lo amitei man yavo b'matan Torah. B'merkava diyecheskel al shem shenigla b'sinai. The Rebbe Shlom appeared on Sinai b'riva rivos alfei shlom with all the malachim. So that's like Maisa Merkava. And again, the reason in Yecheskel and not Yeshaya, in Yisro we lane the Mara, the what's called the Maisa Merkava of Yeshaya, which is a greater than Yecheskel. But it, since the Mara of Yecheskel happened on Shavuos, we lane that on Shavuos. V'ha'id nadika tre yomi avdinu kitarvayu v'ipcha. the Kaamri Acherim, the Inu Basroi, Latanakama Bachodesh Ashlishi, Umafter Merkava. The first day we read Bachodesh Ashlishi and we're mafter with the Merkava, Biomarishan Karinilu. With the Kaamri Tanakama Batsera Shiva Shavuos, Umafterim Bechabakuk, Karim Biom Sheni. And that which we lay in Kola Bechor, which says, what's it called, Shiva Shavuos in it, and the Haftorah of Chabakuk, that we read on the second day. The Ipcha, the Matan Torah, B'shishi V'sivan. The reason we do it on the first day is because Matan Torah was on the sixth day of Sivan. And therefore, the first day is the sixth day of Sivan. The second day is really the seventh day, even though it's Sothik Shishi, but you want to read Matan Torah on the day that it actually occurred, with the sixth day. HaBen Yakar Li Ephraim, Mishum Zohar Eskerenu, Rachim Arachamenu, which is good for Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Vaftirin Bechana, Lefisha Pekidah, Sohaisam Rosh Hashanah. Chana was remembered on Rosh Hashanah. Vakedah Yitzchok Maskirin, Kedesh Tizkor Lano Hayom B'Mishpat. You want the schus of Vakedah Yitzchok Maskirin from Rashi, that Vakedah Yitzchok did not happen on Rosh Hashanah. There are Midrashim that say that Vakedah Yitzchok took place on Rosh Hashanah. Then it's simple why we read it on Rosh Hashanah. But Rashi says the reason is because we want to remember the schus of Akedas Yitzchak. Masha from Rashi didn't hold that Akedas Yitzchak happened on Rosh Hashanah. Kicho Amar Ram V'Nisa, V'Omar Solu Solu, Shemedaber B'Midas HaTshuva. Halozet Somev Chorehu, that's why on Yom Kippur morning we lay in this Haftorah, has to do with Tshuva. Korin Barayas, Shemish Yesh Averos B'Yavo Yifrosh Mehem. Rashi says a third reason why we read, a fourth reason why we read the Arayas, because Arayas is an Avera that most people have. It's an Avera that that's very common. And therefore, the person has those Averas. So hear the parasha and do tshuva. Shenafsha shal other mechamdasam, the Yitzro Tokvo, the Mela, it's an Avera that's common. And therefore, it's good to mention that people should do tshuva.